Hi, and welcome back to the Rich Broke Girls podcast. It's your host, Vonice, and today we'll be talking about banking, credit, and debt. We will also hear from a special guest about their experience with money and their relationship with money. Would you give your money to a stranger to hold for you when you know nothing about them? Me either. But that's just like giving your money to a bank you know nothing about, just because of their name. Okay, so for today's episode, we have a special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Jamie, and I'm 26.
Hey, Jamie. So the first question I wanted to ask you was, who do you bank with and why?
I bank with Capital One, and that's because they was the closest bank to the house when I was leaving for school, so my parents could send me money in a banking account.
So it was just really out of convenience, not because of what the bank offered or what type of accounts they had?
Right.
Okay. Okay, so with your Capital One bank account, you have a checking account, but do you also have a savings account?
I have a savings account as well, but I don't have any money actually in the savings part of the account.
And why not?
I mean, I just naturally just prefer to save money, like where I can see what I'm saving and, you know, like as an encouragement, I guess, like watch it accumulate naturally.
So you like to be able to physically touch your money.
Right.
You don't think that makes you more susceptible to spending that money?
I mean, it does in a way, but to me, like, I believe more in my self-discipline as opposed to, like, the motivational factor that I can actually see the money. It makes me want to save more of the money.
Okay, I don't have any of that discipline, so I need the savings account. But I will tell you one thing that's good about a savings account with most banks is that you do incur interest when your money's sitting in that savings account. So if you have it in the account rather than in your home in cash or however, you know, you can make money off of your money. Okay, now moving on to debt. Do you have any debt? Do you have a lot of debt? Any student loan debt? Any types of debt?
Yes, I have like auto loan debt.
Okay, and how do you go about paying that and paying off that debt?
I pay that like monthly.
And are you paying the minimum amount, or do you add any extra payments to that payment to lower the interest rates?
Sometimes I add extra payments, but mostly I pay like the standard monthly payment. But I might also add extras, you know, to bring the interest rate down or to lower the amount of monthly notes I have to pay until the loan is paid off.
Okay. How do you think that your debt is affecting your life currently?
I mean, it affects it currently because I have to make sure I always have a certain amount of income coming in to be able to pay for the expense of the loan. And also it impacts the amount of expenses I have to counteract the income I make. So the amount of money coming in, I also have to deduct the amount of money I have to pay out to the loan, so it affects the other things I could do with my income.
Okay, and also, how do you believe that debt affects your credit? You know, do you think you making those payments on time is helping your credit significantly, or do you think it... Okay, so my last and final question, Jamie. How do you think you are with managing your money, like on a scale of 1 to 10?
I believe I'm like at least a solid 9.
A 9?
Yes, a solid 9.
So you manage your money?
Very well. It's like I try to like never like live too far with my means. Like everybody like always gonna want to splurge or like buy stuff, you know, nice things or whatever. But it's like I try to make sure that it's like I don't go too above that. So like I always have like a nice little safety net. And it's like if I even gotta use any of my savings, like I always make sure I always put it back first before I do anything else, even before I pay bills or anything else. Like I always pay myself before I pay anybody else.
So do you think you learned that from yourself, or did, you know, someone, your parents teach you that?
I mean, I think I learned it from myself, from life experiences, also from learning from other people's mistakes and how they mismanaged their money. And I just never wanted to be in the same situations they were in.
That's good. That's good. I feel like everybody should learn how to pay themselves first and how to live beyond their, I mean, live within their means, because a lot of people do try to live beyond their means and then you know, before they get paid the next 2 weeks, they have $0 in their account and they can't eat and they can't do certain stuff. And at our age, I know living in the city, it is hard, but I feel like that's good that you make that work. So, Jamie, I would like to thank you for sharing your money experiences with us today and letting us, you know, a little bit into your bank account and your money experience.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, what is credit? Credit is the trust which allows one party to provide money or resources to another party, wherein the second party does not reimburse the first party immediately, but promise either to repay or return those resources at a later date. So, there are many different types of things that fall in the realm of credit. So you have revolving accounts like credit cards or installment accounts, which could be like Afterpay and things of that nature, or like auto loans and student loans, which we all might have. And they're all reported to the credit bureaus. So there are three major credit bureaus using in the U.S. And there are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Your use of credit is directly, it directly affects your credit score. So the breakdown of how your credit score is calculated is typically like this. So 10% of your credit score is based upon the types of credit. So installment accounts, credit cards, auto loans, mortgages, student loans. And 35% of that is your payment history. So if you're making payments on time, that is the most effective thing that could either raise your score or lower it. 10% of that is new credit. So once you open a new line of credit, that does give you a little bit of bump, to your credit score. 15% of your credit score is calculated by the amounts that are owed on the card. So it's pretty much about your credit utilization. And we like to keep that under 30%, so it seems that you are using that money responsibly. And the remaining 30% of your credit score is made up of the length of credit history. So it is better to have lines of credit open for longer times than to have newer lines of credit. So it just urges you to keep that line of credit revolving, so that you are getting those points for having this credit and being able to manage your money for the long term. What's the difference between a bank and a credit union?